All right, so we're diving into Elon Musk today.
Which, let's be real, you probably didn't need me to tell you.
Right.
Guys everywhere, right? Headlines, Twitter, launching cars into space, the whole deal.
Yeah, he's unavoidable these days.
Exactly. So this isn't about rehashing every detail. It's a deep dive.
Yeah, I like that.
Our source material, it uses this phrase, humble beginnings. And that's what we're going to unpack. Because when you're that influential, how much does any beginning, humble or not, even matter anymore?
Well, that's an interesting place to start because humble beginnings, it's almost like a story we tell ourselves, right? Especially when someone reaches a certain level of success.
And you almost have to with Musk, right? I mean, to get our bearings, we know the SparkNotes version. Born in South Africa, kind of obsessed with computers early on, even sold his first computer program at 12, which is bonkers.
It's easy to get caught up in those well-known anecdotes.
Totally.
But the real key there, I think, is the self-reliance. This wasn't just a kid playing games. He was teaching himself to code, devouring information. That kind of autodidactic drive, it's a thread throughout his whole life.
It's like he laid the bricks for his own path right from the start. But speaking of building, let's talk about some of those companies, because that's what gets people talking.
Absolutely. And rather than just listing them, I think it's more insightful to look for those thematic links between them, the choices behind them.
Exactly. So first up, we've got the early internet ventures, Zip2, PayPal. It's classic Musk, spotting a wave before it breaks.
Because back in the 90s, the internet was still this new frontier.
Wild West days, practically.
And not only did he recognize its potential, but he created the tools, the infrastructure, for others to navigate it.
Yeah, he wasn't just riding the wave, he was building the surfboard.
Exactly. And that entrepreneurial drive, that knack for seeing where technology can fill a void, it's really at the core of those early successes.
And it sets the stage for what comes next, because then we get to the really ambitious stuff. I mean, founding SpaceX, that's not just starting a company. That's aiming to revolutionize how we even get off this planet.
And they're not just aiming, they're delivering. The Falcon 9, their reusable rocket, boasts a 95% success rate for launches. To put that in perspective, the industry average struggles to even hit 90%.
It's like he took one look at the space industry, this thing steeped in tradition, and said, "Hold my space beer," and then actually pulled it off.
It's that audacity, that willingness to tackle challenges others consider impossible.
And sometimes, to be fair, face-planting spectacularly in the process.
That's the other side of that risk appetite, right? The higher you aim,
the harder the fall.
Potentially, but you also can't argue with the impact. Look at Tesla. Electric cars, they used to be this niche market.
Yeah, like a science project almost.
And he turned them into objects of desire. I mean, over 1.3 million Tesla vehicles sold in 2022 alone. That's a fundamental shift in consumer perception.
And it plays into that pattern we're talking about. Musk sees a problem, often one everyone ELSC says is impossible, and he either cracks it wide open or, you know.
It blows up on the launch pad, metaphorically speaking.
Sometimes literally, but yeah. Which brings us to the other side of the Elon Musk coin. Because he's influential and controversial in equal measure, you can't really have one without the other, can you?
Absolutely not. His companies, his innovations, they've undeniably shaped how we view certain things.
Electric cars went from, wait, those exist, to gotta get me one. And that's at least partly thanks to him.
And space exploration is no longer solely the domain of governments. Love him or hate him, Musk's ventures forced a shift in perspective on what's possible.
But, and this is the crucial but, the source material isn't shying away from the controversies either, and neither are we.
Right, because influence without accountability can be a dangerous cocktail.
Exactly. There have been valid criticisms leveled at labor practices at Tesla and SpaceX.
The push for innovation, some argue, has come at the expense of worker well-being.
And then there's the elephant in the room, or maybe the elephant on Twitter, which is Musk's own social media presence.
It's unprecedented, really. His tweets have moved markets, sparked international debates.
Gotten him in hot water more than once, let's be honest.
But it highlights the double-edged sword of his influence. He can bring attention to important causes, but also amplify misinformation or manipulate markets with a single post.
So where does that leave us? We've got this incredibly complex figure, brilliant, flawed, disruptive, and undeniably impactful. Is he a force for good? A reckless billionaire? Honestly, I'm not sure there's one word that captures it.
And maybe that's the point. Musk's story, it's a mirror reflecting our own complicated relationship with progress. What are we willing to tolerate, even celebrate, in the name of innovation? And who gets to decide what progress even means? Those are questions we all have to answer, not just about Elon Musk, but about the future we're building.
Well said. Looks like we're left with more questions than answers, but hey, that's what a good deep dive should do, right?
Absolutely.
Gives you something to think about long after the episode's over.
That's what we're here for.
Until next time.